Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, here's the big stories of this morning. I mean, we were just talking about the high wind red flag warnings going out today. Not much more to say about that. I think at this point people are aware of it. Just be prepared. Make sure your phones are charged. Have some flashlights ready and some MREs so you can have some dinner tonight. And as we discussed earlier on the show, bless her heart, my mother-in-law was filling up her bathtubs last night so she could flush the toilet when the power goes out.
You
don't have to do that. Yeah. Yes, there's circumstances if you're on septic or wells and you have pumps and blah, 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 blah. But in the heart of Denver, when the power goes out, I think you'll be able to flush your toilets. You'll be able to poop just fine.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Unless the... everybody's going to message me. But what if? But what if? But what if? Yes, if the pumps go down at the water treatment plants, you're probably not going to get water. But generally speaking, every time that the power has gone out at my house, you can still urinate in the toilet and flush it just fine. It's gravity, you guys.
Yeah.
It's about 50,000 people potentially affected today. And the other big thing is go tie down all your Christmas decorations. They are warning people that your inflatable Santas might just blow away today.
Yeah.
Your Bumbles.
Just take them down for today. Like, maybe bring them inside. Store them in the garage for a couple hours. Because
personally, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go out front when I get home and knock everything over just so it's done and over
exactly.
with. I'll probably go into my neighbor's yard, kick a few things over just so it's done and over with. We don't have to worry about it.
You're such a nice neighbor.
I'll probably take a few things, throw it out into the street.
Yeah.
And be like, it's done.
Yeah.
Don't even need to worry about it.
I got you, wind.
No problem. Side note, I want a Bumble. How do I get a Bumble? They're all sold out.
Oh, what is that?
The Abominable Snowman?
The Abominable
from
Snowman,
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Rudolph.
From
They've got these giant Bumbles that are like 9 feet tall.
My neighbor has one. I'll just give it to you.
I want one. I want a new one. I want to put it in my basement. I want to keep it up year round.
Have
is that
checked,
weird?
Have you checked Home Depot? That's usually where you get those.
Lowe's
There's one right
is where
here.
They're selling them. Lowe's.
Oh, okay.
And everywhere is sold out. And I
mean,
want
you couldn't
a Bumble.
It?
No, it says sold out.
Whoa.
Everywhere. They're very popular. So if anyone has a new Bumble that they're looking to get rid of that you haven't put up yet, I want
may
a
know
new
a guy.
One.
I may know
no,
a guy.
No, you don't.
No, I know a guy. I know
Who's
a guy.
Who's got a new Bumble?
Who sells off-brand Bumbles. Yes.
I don't want an off-brand Bumble. Well, I want the real deal Bumble.
It's real deal, but, you know.
And we
maybe
totally
a
glossed over.
Missing here or there.
I want to put it in my basement year-round. I want it up.
That's
and
fine.
It's an iconic character. It's vintage. It's retro. I'm going to have a little man room down there, and I want the Bumble up. What a great conversation piece. Every time people come over, they can rub my Bumble. So we're going to see if we can make that happen. If anyone has a Bumble, 303-691-1649 or how else can you message me on Instagram, okay? Shut up, Jeremy. All one word on Instagram. I want your Bumble.
You
want
to come in my basement and see my Bumble?
Come on. Hey, honey, come on down to the basement. My Bumble's ready. Katie, grow up.
Get you in trouble,
Jer. Grow up, Katie. Big news story floating around. The Powerball jackpot has surged to an estimated $1.2 billion. Wow.
Lots of money.
It's a lot of cheddar. We had a couple Colorado winners. A Lucky for Life winner in Lafayette won $1,000 a day for life. That's got a $5.7 million value on that. And then somebody else hit a Colorado Lotto Plus for just shy of $2 million. If they took the cash option, $950K. So a couple of Colorado winners when it comes to the lottery.
There's been a lot of Colorado winners lately, right? Like at least
it feels like it.
It does,
yeah,
you know,
it feels like
which
it.
Is good. Yay.
Speaking of big money, this auction house sold the last pennies ever minted in America. If you add up everything in total, the final pennies fetched about $16.7 million at this auction house. What they did is they put together various sets. What was included in some of these sets? A lot of them were three coin sets minted in Philadelphia and Denver.
Denver, I was
going to
say. I thought there was, yeah.
A lot of them had the little D on it.
Minted
for Denver.
Here. Yeah.
Each set featured the Omega symbol, marking their historic significance as the final pennies. In a tradition dating back to about 1793 when the first ones were popping. But anyway, all these sets went for like $72,000 or $100,000, $200,000, $800,000, and they had multiples of them. Add it all up, $17 million in pennies being sold. Absolutely insane. Here's Jer on sports. Snoop Dogg's going to be performing during the halftime show of the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions game on NFL's Christmas Game Day December on Netflix
on
December
25th. Snoop, huh?
Snoop Dogg. That's probably going to be the only good thing about that game, right?
Well, I mean, if he's a Compton guy. It's like, I don't know. Why would they even pick him?
I don't know. Because people love Snoop.
Well, I know, but if you're it's Detroit, you would pick Eminem. That's what you
have.
He's
too expensive.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Well, Snoop Dogg can't be cheap either.
No, yeah.
But it's Netflix, so they've got the cash.
Oh, that's why. That's probably why.
Aren't the Broncos playing on Christmas, too?
They are. They're playing the Chiefs.
City.
Mahomes now. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's going to even be watching that.
Oh, we're going to be watching.
You think?
This year.
Just because.
We have Nuggets and Broncos on Christmas.
Yeah. I know. Nick Nack was talking about that because we're hosting. And my mom doesn't like TV on during the holidays. And they were over for a little bit last night and goes, Nicole's like, we got the Broncos game on Christmas. So I'm probably going to turn it on. And she was like, ah! She's waiting for my mom to throw something at her.
I'm sorry, Danny. I'm sorry, Danny.
I had a whole conversation with her this morning before I left for work regarding clinching.
Such Everybody a funny word.
Which, side note, she said she was laughing the other day when I said clinching because she goes, that's the first thing I think about, too, is clinching my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is why we're married.
That is why you're married, yeah.
And she was giving me the rundown about securing home field for the playoffs.
Big deal.
What needs to happen.
Big deal.
First game bye and all this.
Yeah, we need to get first place in the AFC, so we need to get a better record than the Patriots. And we have the tiebreaker over the Patriots.
We do right now. Which goes all the way back to week one, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I basically did what I'm doing now. My eyes rolling in the back of my head. I like slowly backed to the garage door and left. I closed the door.
You're glazed over your eyes.
Okay. It was a lot of Oh, man. All right. What's going on? What else we got sports related?
Yeah, this is actually interesting. Over the weekend, John Cena, he finally called it quits in the WWE after decades of being a part of that. He is the 17-time world champion, and he finally laid to rest his sweatbands. He put his sweatbands in the ring, and he had his last match, which he actually ended up losing. It was a submission loss to Gunther. I bring this up because John Cena is such a huge star right now.
Yeah.
And he got his start with the WWE, and it was huge news all over the world that he was the one to finally retire. He is the winningest alongside Ric Flair as the most ever world champion. Woo! Yeah. And the funniest part about this whole thing is the joke that will never end with him. He says, you know, you can't see me, you can't see me. Many, many people took to social media and posted blank pictures and said, why is the crowd cheering? No one's even in the ring and everything like that. And I love that the joke will never end.
It will
always keep going.
Yeah.
And it gave me a good chuckle seeing a bunch of blank pictures being like, I don't know why they're cheering. It was good. So John Cena, shout out to you, buddy.
Love that.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Yeah. All right. Back to the Broncos because the playoff tickets, when we do reach that point, crazy expensive already. Oh,
insane.
My. So they haven't really went on sale yet, but we were looking at some of them and it looks like $500 is the cheapest ones all the way up. But some of them are going for over $1,000.
I saw the nosebleeds were going for like $1,000 plus now at this point.
Like certain spots in the nosebleeds. So, I mean, but that's the thing is like this team being 12-2, when you get a record like that, tickets are going to be expensive. That's just what is expected.
It's just
to
be expected. Yeah,
even the couple games that are left. Like, I have not been to a Denver Bronco regular season game since Tim Tebow was under center.
I think John Elway was the last time I went, Katie.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been in that stadium when they're actually playing. Regulars. I've been to a few preseason, but regular season game, Tim Tebow was the quarterback. So it's been a minute. But I'm not going for this
That's
season.
That's funny to think about.
Yeah, like think about the
I don't think I've been there since John Elway.
So
I'm
you
not
haven't
even
been
joking.
In the new one?
So that was
I haven't
Field?
Even been No, I've been in Empower Field for like the
for
Garth Brooks
things,
concert. I went to
saying,
a CUCSU game there.
But for a regular season Bronco
but for
game.
A Broncos game, I don't think I have seen them play since John Elway.
It would have been
live.
The old Mile High Stadium then.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen them at
Which
Empower
is so funny
Field.
Because our new art in quotations new field is now being torn down for the newer
field. For the
field.
Other new field.
You haven't been. That is crazy to me.
It is crazy.
Yeah, but again, now is probably not the time for us to go looking
for seats. Expensive.
No.
It is ridiculous how expensive it is.
Well, we are spoiled here.
Go Broncos.
We get the tickets. I mean, we get a lot of tickets for free. So when we see that we have to pay for pay for those.
It's like, what?
My big thing is parking and walking and the public.
It's horrible.
It's
a mess down there. You know,
the general public is
generally the public. You know, you get football people, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're intense. They're face painters. They got
the
jackets.
The winning fans, the fans who are 12-2 on the year. Oh, they are.
Broncos fans, God bless you. I love you. Hells to the yes. Go support the team. But they're crazy.
We're passionate.
They're very passionate.
We love our
team. It's incredibly intimidating to me.
I
can't be around that. I can't be around that at all.
It's too much pressure.
Like, when they come rolling in with an old school bus that is blue and orange and the Broncos logo's all over it and they're wearing hard hats that are blue and orange.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't.
It's a lot.
I can't. It's overload for
when
me.
When I get off the bus in the furry blue and orange boots, you're like,
I can't
either.
I short out. You will find me laying at the entrance on the ground. Fall over.
Well, anyway, go Broncos. We love you. We're glad your tickets are expensive because that means you're doing work.
It's good for the city.
Okay, so Severin Santa. Have you heard about this?
Tell me more.
All right, so that little town just east of I-25 making headlines because there is a gigantic Santa, an inflatable Santa, in somebody's backyard. So here's how it happened.
I did see this.
Did you see it? Okay.
It got me pissed.
Yes, so it's a 28-foot-tall inflatable Santa. This thing is bigger than the actual house in which it's sitting in the backyard. So the HOA wrote a letter to the people and they're like, hey, that's a little high. We're going to have to ask you to take that down. Well, people in Severance...
They weren't so kind about it.
They weren't so kind about it. And people in Severance weren't okay with it. Like, apparently you can see this thing from all the way on the other side of I-25.
It is bigger than the house, like you said.
You can see it, from Harmony Road.
The HOA sent them a sheet of fines and when they will be implemented and for how long they will be implemented if they do not take the Santa down.
Exactly. And then here's the thing is they didn't even tell them how high is too high. They didn't give them any answers as far as what they could have in their yard. They did just remind them of the fees and everything. So anyway, all the people in the neighborhood approach the HOA and they're like, wait, we like this Santa. We've got no problem with it. If anybody should have a say in this, it's the neighbors who have to stare at this 28-foot-tall jolly guy, you know? So they reevaluated their decision, and they reversed it. So Santa gets to stay.
Yay.
Ho, ho, ho.
The news story. They had the people standing out there in the neighborhood with signs. It was saying, like, save Santa or we're for Santa.
I knew you'd like it. I knew you'd play
it
multiple
it now.
Times. I knew it would... Play it again. Play it again. Okay. But I think that's good. I think that that's how you use your community spirit for good.
I love that Santa's the people staying. Of that neighborhood stood up to the old HOA and
that's
said,
what I
no,
mean.
This is festive. The kids love it.
Yes.
It's really funny when you see it, too. This gigantic Santa that's bigger than the house.
It's massive. And, you hit the nail on the head. Sticking up to HOAs, like, there are no rules for HOAs.
Yeah.
You know, so this is one way. Is stick it to the man.
And I'm on the HOA.
I know you are.
Stick it to me. I don't care.
Right there.
I would have accepted this, though. I'd have been like, hells yeah. Put two of them up.
Yeah. Where's Mrs. Claus?
That's right.
Yeah. Get a Grinch up there.
All right, guys, there you go. There's your hype. Mile High Hype.